Today on Piano Jazz, we're remembering the one and only Ray Charles. Ray's musical style blended many genres, drawing on jazz, rhythm and blues, gospel, country, and rock and roll to create a unique and soulful sound. With this creativity and an infectious passion for music, Ray won over many fans, including me. I was lucky enough to have had him on Piano Jazz in 1991.
You know, I wanted to ask you, was it Nat Cole? Was he one of your early influences?
Very much so. Nat Cole did what I always wanted to do. I loved his voice, but what I loved more, which is strange to maybe more people, although I loved his voice, but I loved the way, see, Nat Cole, maybe a lot of people don't know, but Nat Cole was a hell of a pianist.
He was a great jazz pianist.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people don't know that, though. Because, you know, they hear all his records and they figure out, well, you know, he sings, he had a lot of hits with his voice, you know, so I'm of course, that's true. But the thing is, what attracted me to him was in the earlier years when he was with, he just had the trio.
Yeah, wasn't that
And
wonderful?
He would play all these tasty things behind his singing, like G Baby Ain't I Good
to
You.
Oh, wasn't it? Yeah.
You know, and see, so, and that's what I wanted to do, was what he was doing. So I would sleep Nat King Cole. I would drink Nat Cole King Cole. I would eat Nat Cole. I mean,
did you get a trio together then?
Yeah, I got my own little trio together that I patterned myself so much after him, you know, for so many years. But I eventually, you know, but that's why I can understand how sometimes when you love somebody for so much, you know, you try so much to sound like them. But there comes a time in your life, though, where you realize that, hey, you know, you must be yourself, you know.
Of course.
You must be accepted as yourself.
Well, it's great to have somebody as a role model for a certain
that
time, isn't it?
That's right.
Do one of your own things, please. Something you like that you like to play and maybe sing. Summertime.
Let's see. Yeah, I did do Summertime, didn't I? That's
yes,
right.
Yes, you did. You should have. Crossed like all the musical boundaries. You know, you've done everything: blues, soul, rock, jazz, gospel. I mean, did it just happen that you were going to? Did you want to do a country record? How did you get into that?
Well, the music to me is. I guess the word. Only thing I can say is that the media gives it names. But I don't deal with music that way. You know, I know what they mean. I understand jazz. I know what they mean by country, and I know what they mean, you know, classical music. But my thing, I deal with music for music. If it feels good to me, then that's what I do. So that's why I say when I was in my early part of my life, there were many people who had influence on me, you know, like in the blues field, there were people like Tampa Red and Big Boy Crudder and Blind Boy Phillips.
Lonnie Johnson.
Yeah, that's right. But yes, those are the people that I would listen to. But also on Saturday night, my mom would let me stay up for one reason, so I could hear Grand Ole Opry. I like country music. And naturally, And being a kid in the South in a little small town, you know, on Sundays, everybody, you go to church, you know, if you go,
yeah,
if you, you know what I mean?
Real.
That's it. So and you're there all day, you know, and I was a member of the BYPU, which was for the Baptist Young People's Union, you know. So all these things have influence on you, you know, and of course, naturally in my community, you were going to hear the blues because that's what it was all about, you know.
Listen, I want to learn something from you. Let's do, you played something before, like a nice little blues thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
yeah,
when you play, yeah, your time thing is so, like, sometimes you lay back so far, and I'm thinking...
Yeah, I've been accused of that.
No, but it's wonderful because it's so interesting to hear somebody do that and... Yeah. And they don't ever lay back too far.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but well, as long as you know how to wind back, yeah, up where one is.
But I just want to play that blues with you because I'm going,
right,
to learn something.
Let's see. And
songs, like if you're going to put an album together, how do you decide?
If I'm putting an album together, first I try to decide what I want the album to express. You know, what do I want it to say? You know, I mean, what kind of thing I'm interested in doing. But as far as how do I pick songs, I guess I pick them the same way you do. If I hear something and it touched me, that's it. It doesn't matter who wrote it. I have no hang-ups about, you know, names or anything. What I go by is, you know, I've taken some strange songs and done them, and people have been very surprised at how they come out.
Like what? What would you consider a strange song?
Well, you know, some enchanted evening. You may see a stranger. You may see a stranger. Across a crowded room. You know what I mean?
But it's wonderful with that rhythm when you have
so,
the whole,
yeah,
the whole.
So what I'm saying is, what a song has to do for me is, I like lyrics. That's number one, I must tell you.
Well, of course.
The lyrics have to, I must get something, the story must do something for me. So that's the way I pick my songs. The songs have to say, so that's why I like a lot of the old songs, because the lyrics are so beautiful. I mean, you know, how they could, it's amazing how you just don't hear real fine lyrics, at least in my opinion. I know some people say, Ray, you're getting antiquated. That's the reason you don't.
Oh, right.
But
I'm getting
honestly
antiquated, too, then, because I agree with you. People don't take trouble to write the way they used to.
Oh, believe me, sweetheart. I mean, that's what I find, you know. But I guess I came along and I've been able to see two eras, you know. I mean, I've seen how it used to be as opposed to how it is today. And it's a big difference, baby. That's why I was saying to you earlier, I guess I've been very fortunate, man. The things that I thought of in music that I wanted to do, I've been able to do. And I think that's been the key to my longevity. I really do.
You know what I'm going to do? And this will be just totally improvised, is my thought and picture, musical picture, of you, Ray Charles.
Oh, that's
okay?
Is the best part.
Okay.
I love it.
Thank you.
hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service, Department of the Interior, Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.